$10,000, as much as we appreciate the support, the financial support we really need, I think we need far more than the kind of money that's needed. We need a place in Canada. We need a place that we can hold our heads up once again as we did before. We have never been allowed this participation, this full participation in Canadian society. What we've done to Canadian Indians and probably the North American Indians as a whole, because we do not recognize the borders, is that we've broken down the Indians in the three areas that are important, very, very important to human existence: mind, body, and spirit. And when this happens, all you have to do is look at the evidence within our Indian communities and you see what happens to people who get broken down in those three basic areas of humanity and humanism. And so far, our Canadian society hasn't been able to look beyond those broken windows and old cars and the staggering Indian to see that there is a person in there, a human being who would like to emerge and participate and again make a contribution. We did make a contribution when this country, when the early settlers first arrived here. Without the help of the Indian people, they wouldn't have been able to transgress this great and wild country as it was in those days. How much acknowledgement have we got for that? What place do we have in history? The true culture of Canada is the Indian culture. And unless it has a place and is recognized, as is stated in that movie, that Canadian culture will never be complete. And I think Martin Luther King coined a phrase by stating that injustice anywhere erodes justice everywhere. And even though that might be a pious platitude or just an empty kind of statement that may not have too much meaning, I think it has a lot of meaning in the kind of society that we're trying to build. We're still dreaming about a great nation. But how much have we done to try and really build a great nation? We look afar and we give all kinds of monies to people who are suffering in other parts of the world, but we never really looked at the Canadian Indian. And I think it's time we did, because maybe it might be too late by the time we realize that we've really got a tiger by our tail. And that's why I came down here tonight, to tell you that it's a very serious situation that we're dealing with. The natural phenomena that is happening, the bitterness because of what's happening to our children, the number of people of Indian descent that occupy our prisons is far too high in terms of the percentage that we are in the larger society. And more, the government poured money into policies that they're directed towards assimilation. Every policy that has been designed to give Indian monies has been a design of assimilation, telling the Indian person what kind of a person he's going to be in Canadian society. This is why we've had enough of it.